This week, state lawmakers held its second committee meeting on unmanned cars.
We really are at a position right now where the world is drastically changing.
Jane Hayes is Metro Atlanta's chief transportation planner. She laid out some of the implications of unmanned cars, which experts say could be available within the next decade. Fewer accidents, less gridlock, and cheaper operating costs for transit systems like MARTA. But the most discussed topic so far? Who would be liable if there's an accident? The manufacturer or the owner of the vehicle? Here's Republican Representative Ed Setzler of Acworth during the first meeting.
Is there a clearly established chain of responsibility? And is the person that's responsible or is the entity responsible? Are they financially able to stand behind what it does or fails to do?
Setzler emphasized ultimately it should come down to empowering whomever the individual owner is.
Do I want to do it only under 35 miles per hour? Do I only want to do it under good weather conditions? We should never regulate that, but innovators taking calculated risks when they're fully responsible can make those decisions for themselves and own the outcome.
The committee next meets in November and will wrap up its work with legislative recommendations in December. In the meantime, at least one Georgia county is trying to get a jump on the new technology. This summer, Fayette County in South Metro Atlanta approved a resolution that allows it to act as a pilot site for development and testing. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.